The shear that day, he didn't come to base the medrash. The Rebbe Yosef usually went to a brisk of shear. Today he was sick, he couldn't come. Lamocha kiyosa, the next day when Ravi came to shear, Boya Bayan Anuche died to Rebbe Yosef. His Abayan knew that Rashiv Rebbe Yosef was very angry. How come Ravi didn't come yesterday? So Abayan wanted to stick up for him a little bit. Omale Abayan got up right away and asked nicely, my time will yosa malapirka. He asked Ravi in front of the Rashiva, how come you didn't come yesterday to shear? Omale, the heavy Cholishki boy had a heart attack, had a hard heart. My heart was bothering me yesterday. Well, I missed Tina, I couldn't come. Omelette Rashiv answered back, that's a terrorist. My lad Thompson made to be asked, you had a heart, something by your heart was bothering you. If I didn't eat that day, go eat a little bit, and then you should have come to shear. Omelette, loy sova lomar loho de Rav Huna. Don't you hold like Rav Huna. Yama Rav Huna. Osta loy liyodom shiyitoim klum kredim shispalos filos hamasofim. If you used to give the shear Shabbos morning, right, so to Shachos and Musaf, so before they daven Musaf, he couldn't eat yet. So what do you want from my sheep before I come to shear? I'm now at it. I didn't daven Musaf yet. Omalei, he boiled it lamal, it's lay it's loose, the Musaf and Biyachid, Akasha, daven Musaf early and come to shear. He could come to shear. You're going to miss Musaf, daven Musaf early, eat then come to shear. Biyachid. Well, it's a midi, and then eat a little bit, and lemaisi, and then come to shear. Oh, Malay, he answered back, Nochem Ogabavi. Leisov Lamar, don't you hold, Lahod Yom Rab Yechnin, also le Yodim Shiachus Philosophios Atibur. I'm not allowed to daven early. Since the Tibur first daven Musaf after your shear, an hour later, I can't daven Musaf now. I have to wait to daven Musaf later. So, like, I had a heart condition, and I can't eat now, so I can't come to shear. Oh, Malay, name. Lavit Mulo Amarababa, Vitiba Shonish. No, that halacha is only Vitiba. The halacha, if you're in a shul, you're not allowed to daven Musaf now before the Tiba daven. But let's say you're home, you're not at shul. Then you're allowed to daven earlier. There's a Milo that you should daven the same time the Tiba daven. That's a Milo. But let's say for some reason you're at Teruch, you want to daven early, Avadi, you're allowed to daven early. No, it's the you to daven before the Tiba daven. And then they had a time at Tim. You were home that day. So you should have davened Musaf early. And chapa and bite, go make your suda, and then come to shear. Yeah, you can get away. It wasn't a kavla teretz. Rashi, like all the teretz of Yosef, shei Rashi yeshiva pumpadisa. The Yosef was yeshiva pumpadisa. While you derish for Shabbos, koyedim tzvios hamasofim. That's the meaning. You used to learn, give a shear before Musaf on Shabbos. Uliyachar adrosho yeholchim lebeis hakneses. And after the drosho went back to shul, o mispalim tzvios hamasofim. So he had a question, why didn't you daven Musa first? And so he answered back, because the Tiba didn't daven yet. He answered back, the Tiba shonu. And Muga beis haknesses in my Tiba liyakim l'stala. You're not allowed to daven early before the Tiba if you're in shul. But if you're home, I'm glad you could daven before the Tiba. Abu Zalki Gemara, Tiba shonu. But let's Tilcha Sazak Gemara, like Rav Huna. We don't pass him like Rav Huna. We'll still see who is that. But like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. And not like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. But Rav Huna for the Amorim. But Rav Huna, like we just said, that Rav Huna was going to say, Osla liyotim shiitim klum, kredim shifal tzvil samasofim. We don't pass like that. We pass and you're allowed to be toyin before you daven Musaf. Halacha is after you daven Shacharis, you're allowed to make Kiddush, and you're allowed to be toyin. You're allowed to eat, and be it's not a suited kva. You're not allowed to sit down to wash. Even if you want to wash, you have to eat less than a base of bread. Because you can eat terrorists and you can eat cake. So, Mela, we don't pass that this from this halacha. His halacha was, it's also to eat anything. I can't even make Kiddush till I daven Musaf. Halacha is no. After Shacharis, you're allowed to make Kiddush, habi not having a Sudas Kva. We don't pass like Rav Huna. And to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we don't pass like him either. What was his halacha? Then Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kivan Shegiya Zaman Tzilas HaMincha, as soon as it comes Zaman Tzilas HaMincha, Osala Liyodim Shiitan Klum Kodim Spal Tzilas HaMincha. You're not allowed to eat anything. You can't eat lunch. You can't eat supper before you daven Tzilas Mincha. And we don't hold like him. We hold no. That the only issue there is to eat a sudas are a kva, like a sudas nesuyin or a sudas of bris milah. A big sudas gedola, that you're not supposed to eat before you daven Mincha. But a regular sudas that we eat lunch or supper, it's mutter to eat even before you daven Mincha. But Mishnah, Yen Nechunya ben Akono hoye mespalol, he used to daven b'chnisos la beit medrash. Every morning before he came in to learn, or when he used to leave learning at night, Tfilu Ketzara, Omru Loi, Ma Mokum Tfilu Zu, he used to ask him, they asked him, what are you davening Tfilu for? Omru Hem, Zich nisasi, when I come into Beis HaMedrash, ani mispalel, shlo yerod vatakol ha-yodi. Like nothing wrong should happen through my learning. I shouldn't pass it wrong. But we see us, ani noisim edo ha-chalki. When I go out of the Beis HaMedrash, I gave like a door to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I was very good to come in to learn. This is called the tefillah of Mekunya ben Akona, the roughing both sides before that, before you learn. Right?
We have holden that Chof Ches on the base by the Mishnah. We have Nechunne ben Akono ho ye mispale v'chnisos lo beis ha-medrish ho v'tzi yosoy. Come to the beis ha-medrish to learn Torah in the morning ho v'tzi yosoy. When he used to leave at night, Tefillah Kesar would say a small davening. So Amru lo the Chom asked him back, Ma mokum at Tefillah zu?
As Ma mokum means Kolema, Ma tiva, what's the good of this davening? Like you already davened the Marim, or you already davened Shachris in the morning. So what do you have to daven a second time for? Amalehem, he told him. Amalehem, he answered back in Luchunim ben Akona, Bichnisosei ani mispalel, when I come in to learn, I daven, Shlo yerat vatakol al yodi, no devatakol should come because of me. Indeed, we'll see in the Gemara, I shouldn't pass them wrong, or machaverim shouldn't come to laugh at me. Or vitsiyosei, when I leave learning, ani noisein hoidoa achoki, I give hoidoa to Kodesh Baruch Hu that I was zeichet to learn Torah. So the Rambam brings down the Pirush HaMishnayot, this is a choy. It's a choy before you start learning in the morning to say this tefillah, and at night when you end, it's a choy to say also this tefillah. The Rosh, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Shita brings down, it's only a Rishus. And the Miri explains, what is this Mishnah doing here? We're talking about tefillah. So we have a choy to daven three times a day. The Mishnah wants to tell you, you should know throughout the day, if you want to also ask Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything you want, you could also do that. Just like the Mekunya ben Akon, who used to be Mitzvakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came in to learn, everything should go alright. And when he left, he gave Hoidur. It's like a limit throughout the day. Anytime you want to ask something from the Eibush, you could also daven, or give Hoidur back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they learn it's only Rishus. But the Pirush HaMishnayot, the Rambam says it's a Chayva. Tana Rabon, V'chnisosoy ma'waymer. In the morning, when you first come in to learn, and the Loch has brought down even a Yochid, you're learning in your house, you should also say this Tvilo. Yirotim lefanecho Hashem alakai shlo yerva devatakodi tevatakola al yodi. No devatakola should come because of me. V'loy ech shob dva halocha, and I should not make a mistake in learning. V'yismechu v'chaveri, and my chaverim will laugh at me. So Rashi learns v'loy ech shob, v'yismechu chaveri al kishloini, that they'll laugh because I made a mistake. Is Hare Roy Shtayim. Two bad things are coming out of my learning now. She avoyu al yodi, she egrim lehem, she onshu. Ashton, I'm making a mistake, and also I'm causing them to laugh. They'll get an einish for laughing at me. So two things bad could come out, so he's mispalo, these things shouldn't happen. Vloy Oimer, and also if he's a paisik or he's giving him psak, Vloy Oimer al tome, Torah, I shouldn't pass on the wrong halacha. If it's tome, I shouldn't say it's torah. Vloy al Torah tome, if it's really Torah, I shouldn't say it's tome. Vloy choshu chaveru dvar halacha. And who if I care? My chaverim should not make a wrong psak, but yes, mach b'hem, and I'll laugh at them. Those all those tefillahs that without learning, I shouldn't do anything wrong and act wrong. Be it tziyosei ma'oimer, when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, when he stops learning at night, what should you say? Moedan nilfonecho Hashem ulakai shesamto chelki miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put my chelik in learning a Beis HaMedrash, v'loi samto chelki miyoshvei kronis. And Yehbush didn't put my chelik, and people that sit in the streets. Sha'ani mashkim v'hei mashkim. I get up in the morning, and the bums also get up in the morning. Ani mashkim v'divrei Torah, I get up to learn Torah. V'hei mashkim v'divrei b'teilem. They get up stam to do dvar b'teilem all day. Ani omel v'heim amilim. Amilim. We're both working. I work and he works. Ani omel, I work l'makabo schar. I get schar for learning Torah. He gets schar mitzvah. V'heim amilim v'heinim makabo schar. And they work and they don't get schar for their work. Ani rots, I'm running. V'heim rots, and they're running. Ani rots l'chayilam habo. By me running to go learn, I'm being zeichet to get olam habo. V'heim rots l'vash shachas, and they're running to destroy themselves. The drashi miyoshvei kronis means chenvonim, either by the storekeepers or yamayorit shoyskim bedvar sicha. Rostam amratzim, stam sit and talk a whole day. So that was his bakosha. So the famous word from the Chofetz Chaim, it says, Ono amelim v'heim amelim, Ono amelim v'kabel m'schar, v'heim amelim v'heim amelim m'schar. We work and get schar, and they work, they don't get schar. What do you mean they work, they don't get schar? They also get schar. The person works, he gets schar for what he works. What's the lashon? They work and don't get schar. So he says like this, when a person works to make a machine, if you finish making the machine, or you make a good machine, you get paid. If you made a lemon, you made something, didn't come out to be anything, you don't get paid for your trying. Mashenken in learning is not that way. In learning, you could learn a Gemara. At the end of learning, you come out, you still know nothing. You don't know the Gemara yet. You still have the Kasha. So you think you don't get any schar? No. Hesvatera, you get schar for the omo, the work you put into it. Mashenken, other people, you don't have to get paid for the work. You get paid if you produce something. But what came out is nothing. Could be you won't get any schar. So it says, Haidoi, thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he was zoicha to learn in the base, to learn Torah. Tana Rabbonim. Kishechola Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer got sick, some by his slave, by near his Misa. Nichnasu Tamidim Levakro, Tamidim came into Mavaka Choylo. Omru Loi Rabbeinu. They said to Rebbe, to Rebbe Lezer, Lomadnu Orchas Chaim. Teach us a derech how to go through life. V'nizke ben l'chaylo mabu. There will be zoicha to get elam habu. One of the good midas to be noy. Omru Lehem, the first thing is, Yiziru b'chvayt chavreichem. Be noy kovati chaver. No, Yechav is an important person, and be no covered to him. Or mino benechem and hegyun, and keep your children away from hegyun. So, Toshet hegyun means like philosophy. Stop thinking into things. How a Kodesh Baruch created the world? What was there before the world? Because with children, they'll come to their fear if they start thinking into these things. Rashi learns in the hegyun, loy tagilam b'mikra yoyse midai. Don't let them learn chumash mashem mikra too much. Mishum demoshche, it's moshech them. Don't let them just do Mesicha Shalodim, kid talk a whole day. I mean, teach them some Torah. But the first Pshat Rashi, what's wrong with learning Mikra? So the Mira learns the Pshat is when you learn Mikra, some Pshutim, you learn Pshuta Shemikra, you don't know Pshat, and you come with a Kfirah from Pshuta Shemikra. So you have to learn the Mikra the way Chazal teaches. The way the Gemara says Pshat the Posse, that's what you have to learn. So you'll teach your children just Pshuta Shemikra, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Or you'll come out with the wrong thing from the Pshutim. So don't learn too much just the Pshat in the Mikra. Learn how Chazal learned the Pasuk. Vaitam, for Hoshivam, Bein Birche Tamidik Chomim. Make sure your children are always by Tamidik Chomim between the Birche, between the knees of the Birche Chomim, Tamidik Chomim. Ukeshatem Mispalim, when you daven, do lifne miatem oimdim. Or realize who you're davening. You're davening in front of Hashem, like have some kavona. Trashi do lefnei mi kedeshe his paulo biyiro ubekavonim, that you should daven with kavonim and have yiro. These are the things that bring the olam habo. The shvil kach, if you do these things, tisku lechay olam habo. By the kishechol of Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai got sick, and also he was korav lemisa, is nichnasu tamidim levakro. The tamidim came into mavaka choyla. Kivan Shiro Isom, when the Yechid Mazaki saw his Tamidim coming in, his Cholitchas. The Yechid Mazaki started to cry. His Cholitchas. Omroloi Tamidim. The Tamidim told him, Shino Ner Yisrael. Tamidim told you, Rabbi Yechid Mazaki, you're a Ner for Yisrael. Omud Hayamini, you're for the right Omud. Patish Hachozak, you're the strong hammer. Like, what are you crying? Like, what are you so afraid? You're going to have a mitzvah now. You're going to go to Shemayim, but you're at Tzadik Gomer. What are you afraid of? So Rashi says, Omad Hayimini, Mishnei Amudim, Hemet Shleima Be'ulam. Shleima made two Amudim in the Ulam, in the Beis Hamikdash. Shem Hayimini, Yochim, Shem Asmo Boyiz. Hayimini, Loilam, Choshev. That's a more Choshev one. So that's what he's saying. You're like the Omad Hayimini. Patesh Hamafoitzeit, it's like a hammer that breaks things. You're a very strong person. What are you crying for? Omolehem. Ilu lefnei melech bosa v'dom. He knew he was going to be mace soon. He knows he has to give a din v'cheshvin. He said, if I would only have to go in front of a regular melech bosa v'dom, hoyom alichin oisi, they would take me to him. Shayoyim kan amocha v'kever, even the king. He's only alive today. He's going to die also eventually. Shim koyis olai, even if he gets angry with me, ain kasei kaseilu. It's not going to be in anger forever, because he himself was going to die. Via Moisraini, if he puts me into prison, any Suri Yisraelim, it's also not imprisonment forever. As long as I live, that's all. Via Mimisaini, even if he kills me right now, any Misosa Misraelim, I'm not going to die forever. I'll die in this world, but afterwards I'm going to go right to my boat upstairs. The Ani Yochol, Vani Yochol, Lefaisa Bitvar. of Melech, I could try and talk my way out of it, be mafayisim. Well, the shirk of the moment, if I have to, I'll give him bribe, I'll give him some money, I can get a better psak. Even so, I would try, because I'm afraid to get a psak din from a melech to go to the judge. Of the yachshev now, Shemalichin, I say, knows he was new his medai soon. Lefnei melech machil nochem kodesh baruch hu, shulchai v'kayin liyolam, ul yolam yalom, kodesh baruch hu lives forever. Shim koyas alai kasa kasan, Hashem gets angry at me, it's going to be an anger forever. V'yem oisrein, if he puts me in prison, yisurei yisraelam, that prison is forever. V'yem misayim, if he kills me, misasay misasaylam, that means I won't have oilam habor either. I mean, you kill him, drashim misaylam is oilam habor, there's such a thing to kill you not to get oilam habor. Then Yochel of Feist with Vorm, I can't talk back to the Abishta. For the Shach at the moment, because Baruch was on the Kabul Shechet. For Loyoy, not only this, El Shiesh Lefonai Shtei Drochen. Everybody knows there are two roads in front of you. Achat Shal Ganeden, he gets Char, the Achat Shal Gehenim, to get the punishment. Then Yedei, I don't know, Beyaz and Malichim, I say, which Derech is going to take me? I don't know, maybe I'll get the Gehenim. For Loyevcha, shouldn't I cry? So that's why he was crying. So the pshita is a little bit shver. I mean, if Yechon Mitzaki was a god lador, what is he afraid he'll get Gehenim for? If he had a machshav of chet, he should have done tshuva better. If you do tshuva, you won't get Gehenim. So what was he afraid of? So a lot of meforshim here. Some want to say that avad everything he did, he thought was right. But the concern is sometimes even what we think is right is wrong. Klat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is he supposed to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is right? So that's what he was afraid of. If he thought he did something wrong, Avad, he would have done tshuva. But Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe what I think is right is not 100% right. So he was afraid. And also they say the two drachim means Gan Eden and Gehenim, means by a king, the ikri is that you get your punishment. You're afraid if you get punishment or not. But by Hashem and Shemayim, it's much more important to get Gan Eden than to have to go through Gehenim. As the Gemara is like that, it's kedai to go through Gehenim, kedai to be zeicha to get the schar olam habo. So he was afraid that maybe he'll only get Gehenim and he won't get Olam HaBor at all. But the Schar and Olam HaBor are so much more greater than the Einish will have to go through Gehenim. So he said he's worried. Omru Loi Rabbeinu. So the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, Brocheinu, give us a Broche, before you're going to be mazed, give us a Broche. Omar Lehem, Yehirotzon, Chitei Moira Shemayim Aleichem, Kemoira Bosav Adom. That you should be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu the same way you're afraid of Yechavah. That Moira Shemayim should be the same way like Moira Bos of Adom. Omuloi Tamid of Atkan, that's all. Lechur, that's easy. We should be more afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Bos of Adom. Omulahem, he said, no, Ulevai. Halavai, you should have this much Yira. Halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem the same way you're afraid of Yechavah. Teidu Araya, Kishod the Moivra Avera. When a person wants to do an Avera, Oimer, Shleiruni Yodam. The first thing he looks around, make sure nobody's looking. Harai in front of his chavi, you wouldn't do the Avera. But not in front of his chavi, does the Avera. The Abishah is there. It means you don't feel the same way to the Abishah, you feel for your chavi. So that was how Avai should be afraid of Hashem, as if to feel somebody's always watching you. Bishas Petrosa, when his Ramish about to be Nifter, Omalahem, they told him, and who said to him, Omalahem, what he said to them, the new Caleb Mithnei Hatumah, they take away the Caleb from the house, because when as soon as he's maced, after he's maced, all the Caleb in the house, have a din tumas mace, the chinu kisei and prepare a chair, the chizkiyo melech yudisha shabu, that he knew that chizkiyo melech is going to come to his levaya. So Rashi, ad kant Rashi betumiya koima, for lo yoysem imari boss of Adam. Hatamidim says, shouldn't we be afraid of Hashem more than we're afraid of boss of Adam? He answered back, levaya, shei kemari boss of Adam, halavaya, should be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same way you're afraid of a boss of Adam. Shim came, Techtalu mi averus harbi. If you'll be afraid, like you're afraid of a person, you'll stop doing a lot of averus. Averus at Rashi b'seiser mi moir habrius. Amol you do chatoyim b'seiser. Because you're afraid of doing it in front of people. The yadeya shakel hu golim haKadosh Baruch Hu ve'inam yinech b'kach. Even though you know haKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, for that you don't stop doing it. So mashma, you're more afraid of people than you are of Hashem. So Rashi b'yochem, but like I said, halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem like you are of people. There's a few meforshim in the Gros says because Chizkiyo HaMelech was Marabit Torah. He learned a lot of Torah Barabim. And Yechon HaMetzaki also learned a lot of Torah Barabim. it's his midah, Chizkiyo came to him. The Shito Efenot says that in Gan Eden there are several different places. So Chizkiyo was in the third place, and Rabbi Yechon Mazaki was also going to the third place. So man, he came to meet him. Right. So the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel loimer b'chol yoyim v'yoyim mispar l'odem shemon esrei. That's the way we do. We daven a complete shemon esrei. Rav Yeshua loimer me'ein yudches. You don't have to daven complete shemon esrei. It's enough to daven me'ein. We'll soon see what that means. Rashi me'ein shemon esrei. The Gemara Mekoresh, what it is. Rav Kiva loimer im shigura tefilos sebetiv mispar lo yudches. As if you could daven yudches, you have kavona, you know it, you have a sit in front of you, daven the whole yudches. The yimlav, if it's a shasa tzerich, you have to go to derech, you're in a rush, you have no time to daven, is do I have to daven main yudches? That's the way we paskin. Even though lamais, that's the law, we paskin that. If you'd be in a big rush someplace, you would be allowed to daven having enu. But lamais, we don't do it. Lamais, we always daven shmonesui. We have lezo aimer, voiset filosai kfa. If somebody makes his davening as if a kfar, like an oil, he has to daven, he's forced to, ain't filosa tachnunim. That's not the way you should be davening. It's not called tachnunim. Tachnunim means you're asking, you're begging from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It should be like an oni is begging for something. That's why you should come to davening. We have Yeshua in there, how heilech b'mokim sakona. Somebody goes through a mokim sakona, is mispalo tefillah ketzorim, a different type of a tefillah. Not me'in shmonesrei, not havenenu, but just one bracha of tefillah ketzorim. The Yoyma, what does he say? Hoysha Hashem esamcha, Hashem should help the Klai Yisrael, Esheris Yisrael, v'chol peroshas iber, any matziv they're going through, any crisis they're going through, yitzorcheihem lefanecha. Now what Klai Yisrael needs should always be in front of you, should always be memala, the tzrochim of Klai Yisrael, baruch ato Hashem shenei tefillah. That's called a tefillah ketzora, and this you only say we mamish in a mokim sakona, but you can't stay there, and this is not called the yoytze mitzvah tefillah. Like later, when you come to your house, you're supposed to daven again, shemon esrei. Vashenka, in the first halacha of me'in yudches, then you don't have to daven over again. That's called a tefillah b'shas atchak. But a tefillah ketzora is not even called a tefillah. Just that right now you can't daven a shemon esrei, so you have a right, or you should daven a tefillah ketzora. Rashi, the chol proshes ibur, the first big gemara. For your roicheh bala chamor, someone is riding on the chamor, is your rad v'yispala, comes the matah daven shachris or mincha mariv, mitchili should go off the chamor and daven. If you made a yochel, let's say you can't go down, Rashi shame le mi shi yochel zes chamorim, you have nobody to watch the chamor, and you're afraid the chamor will run away, you'll be lost there. So then you have a hetter to daven shemon esrei sitting on the chamor. The main yochel erud, yatsir es ponim, a kol ponim, turn around your face. That means the trash of the tzad Yerushalayim. Drawing face towards Yerushalayim when you're davening. The main yochel hatsir es ponim, you can't even turn around your face, is yechaven es liboy kineged beis kodesh hakadoshim. That even though you're not facing Yerushalayim, but in your machshav, in your mind, think as if you're davening in front of the kodesh hakadoshim. Or your mahalach basrina, if you're going on the ship, oy bi asto, it's a small ship, some say, or a type of a reef, is vital, and in a case where either you don't know which way you should lie, you don't know your directions, or else also you're busy steering the ship that you can't turn your head towards the derech of Yerushalayim, is again the eighth, so you chaven es liboy, with kavon, or at least think, as if you're davening, kineged beis kodesh hakadoshim, as if you're davening in front of Yerushalayim. That's the way you should look, at least. So Matkhili is supposed to face, like we do now, we face towards Mizrach, we face, that's towards Yerushalayim, towards the Yisrael, or in a case where you don't know where Mizrach is, or if you have to be driving now and you can't face the other way, then at least the Kavoni should think you're davening connected Yerushalayim. But if Nogeyamo, let's say you're traveling in an airplane, or you're going in a car and it comes to Mount Tfila, if you can't stand up, you can't stop, you're allowed to daven sitting down also. It's not worse than sitting on a chamor. A person can't get off his chamor, he's allowed to daven shemon esrei sitting on the chamor. Well, then, if you're on the airplane, you can't go to a place to daven, befrat, even a mole to shayla, even if you could stand up, but you're not going to be able to have kavona then. People are going to come bumping into you and you're afraid to daven there. Could be it's better to daven sitting down then. But the ikur is to have kavona during your davening. So it's kedai to daven sitting down if you have kavona there. Right. So to Gemara, hani yudches, that we daven yudches brochas kineged me. Like, what is the kineged? Omer Reb Hillel, Breit Reb Shmuel Ban Achmeni, kineged yudches haskorish Omer David, v'hobu l'Hashem b'nei Elim. This Kepitl Tillim, it says 18 times Hashem's name there, that's the smata to daven 18 brachas. Rashi, Hovul Hashem b'nei elim means the children of strong of the Ovis, of Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. Shurem is liovis. That's a remnant. Elim means the Ovis. Ugvuras. Ugdusash Hashem. So that's the first bracha, and then the second bracha, Mechayim Esim, and then Ataka Kela Kodesh. K'yarmina b'rosh Hashanah. Minayin shemim Ovis, tam loim Hovul Hashem b'nei elim. That's how we know we say Ovis. So this Kippit was talking about Tzvila, that's 18 times Hashem's name, that's the Merumiz, to have Yitzchak's brachas. We have Yosef Omer connected Yitzchak's Haskarosh of Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema says 18 times Hashem's name, not the Indian to say Yitzchak's brachas. Omer Yavtachim, Omer Rav Yishua, but maybe connected Shemayin Asara Chulyas Sheba Shedra. First has 18 like bones in his backbone, 18 for round pieces of it, so connected that, we daven. The Yom Rav Tanchin, Yom Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ham Mispalil, when you daven, when you say Baruch, you're supposed to first bow down. Sarach Sheyichre, you're supposed to bow down. Ad Sheyispokukul Kol Chuyas Sheba Shedra. When your backbone like sticks out, you can see each vertical by itself. Shasha Sheyispokukul means Sheyira, Sheyira Hapkokim. Hey Makshorim, Kemosh Shnina Bekinis. Like each backbone has pieces to it, you can see it. Ula Omar, Ad today Shiro Isar Kineged Libra. You don't have to mamish bow down all the way to the floor. Though if you bow down, you have an Isar, let's see Rashi, Kineged Libra in front of your heart. That means Rashi learns Prat, Isar Shnei Kamotim, Echod Milmata, Viechod Milmalo, Ki Isar Reiche Vosa Bemsa. Let's see if your stomach starts curling up. When you bow down, you get a bubble here, like when you bow down. So if between the two kamot and the two dents in, it's a gisser. So there's a few inches of meat there. That's called bowing down. If you have to bow down, you make some dentures in your stomach. Shiira isser is the piece of meat of the size of an isser is kenegalibli. Now the chanina wamar kivan shenena roisha. As long as you put your head down a little bit, shuvan itzorch. More than that, you don't have to. That's only if you have tsar, it hurts you to bow down. Then it's enough just to bow your head a little bit. It looks as if you really would want to bow down. Just it hurts you, you have a pain there, then you don't have to bow down. But when the chili is supposed to bow down, you should see some part of your backbone. Really, you would want to bow down. Just you have some tzar, then you have to just bow your head a little bit. So the Gemara, honey, timni, there are only 18 brachas. Honey, timni, sorry, sister is heaven. There are 19 brachas we have. Omer Rabbi Levi, birchas hatzdukim, v'yavna tiknu. That was a takona they made later to say, birchas hatzdukim. Kineged mitiknu, obviously you have to have a mocker for this. We have before 18 Hashems, 18 Asgoras. Or Reb Levi, Reb Hillel. According to Reb Hillel, Breda Reb Shmuel, Ban Achmen, that says it goes to the Yud Ches, Asgoras of Hashem, and Hovul Hashem and Elim, Kineged, Kael HaKovad Hirim. And this Kael is also like Hashem's name, so we can put another bracha, make a 19th bracha. But Reb Yosef, they said the 18 Hashem's name, Haskaras and Krishma, can negate Echad Shabbat Krishma. Negate Echad, you can make another bracha. The Amtanchim Am Yerushua Ben Levi said can negate 18 Chuyas and the Shedra, can negate Chuya Kitana Shabbat Shedra. The last small one is the 19th one, that's the Tekona to make 19 brachas. Tana Rabbonim, Shimon Abkuli, Histe Yudches Brachas, of Nerav Gamliel, Allah Seder, Biavna. He put the Seder of Yudches Brachas together with Mesaklin and Yavna. So the Shita speaks out that it wasn't only Shimon Apkuli, the one that was Sakim Shimon Esrei, where the Gemara Megillah says this, was the Anshes Nesas HaGedolah, they were in the Vim there, there were 120 Gedolim together went down to Mesakim Shimon Esrei. So it means was, he learns that they made the Nusach HaBrochis, but they didn't make the right Seder, they didn't say exactly which Seder you have to. Or some learned they made the Seder and they forgot the Seder. So Shimon HaPkuli just remembered them of the Seder, how you're supposed to say the Yudches Brachas. For Yavna. Om Leim Rambam Gamliel HaChomim. Chlum Yesh Odom Shedei Lasak in Brichas HaTzedukim. Who knows how to make now the Brichas HaTzedukim? This was in Yavna. There were a lot of Tzedukim then. So we said L'Amalshinim. Who knows how to make the Takon, how to make the Nusach? Om Ad Shmuel HaKotem V'tikna. Shmuel HaKotem, he was going to Mesakan and Nusach for L'Amalshinim. L'Shon HaKheret, the next year, Shokacho, he was davening for the Yomit Shmuel, and when he got to say the bracha of Lamal Shinim, he forgot it, he didn't know how to say it. V'ishkev v'shtayim v'sholoshoyos, Nitzibah waited for him 2 or 3 hours, v'lo yelu, they didn't take him off, they didn't bring another